Good morning. I call this meeting of the North Dakota Public Service Commission to order. It is 10 a.m., April 15, 2026. I'm Randy Christman, joined by Commissioner Sherry Haugenhofer and Commissioner Jill Kringstad. So we have a quorum. I do not have any opening comments, but before we would go to opening comments anyway, why don't you all stand and join me in pledging our allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. So again, I don't have any opening comments. Commissioner Haugenhofer, deal?
Well, happy tax day. Do we say happy on that? I suppose we can. I remember one time reading a quote by Albert Einstein on what he said. He admitted he struggled with income tax rules, once saying they are harder to understand than physics. So, so that's all I have for opening comments.
Yeah, I agree with Big Al. Commissioner Kringstad?
I do not have any opening comments.
Okay. We have four items on our consent calendar. I move approval of those items plus the previous minutes.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
Okay, and my calendar, busy last meeting, but nothing this meeting, so I'll turn it over to you, Commissioner Haugenhofer.
Thank you. I move the commission adopt the order in Otter Tail Power Company 2026 Renewable Resource Cost Recovery Adjustment Factor Rates, case number PU-25-303.
Second.
So on December 30th, of 2025, Otter Tail filed a request for their approval of the 2026 Renewable Resource Cost Recovery Adjustment Factor. From May 1st through March 31st, 2027, we issued a notice of opportunity. No comments were received or hearing requested. So I'm going to just go through this kind of like in my own words, but so they filed this renewable rider for the upgrades to Laverne, Ashtabula, one and two facilities, the investment tax credits related to Langdon, Ashtabula one, and the Laverne facilities, and the PTCs related to Maricopa Wind Energy Center and Langdon facilities. So when they submitted their proposed filing, the prior filing, they had a credit. So in doing so, looking at it, that credit was decreased. But when the staff looked at it, as far as their filing, the PSC has PTCs in which we levelize. And I will really compliment staff saying, with the big, beautiful bill, what does that say about the PTCs? Not saying that we are going to change our philosophy on the levelization, but the big, beautiful bill allowed for inflation increase in the PTCs. So the staff worked with Otter Tail, and Otter Tail consulted their tax department, which understands tax laws better than physics. And they came back and said, yes, there's the inflation. So they submitted a supplemental filing. And upon reviewing the filing, there was a change. Their prior year decreased because of the costs associated with the wind farms. So when looking at it, like I said, there's a decrease to the decrease. So not a negative versus a negative is a positive, like in math, but that there's a decrease. So as a result, the residential customer consuming 1,000 kilowatt per hour will have a credit, they'll still remain a credit on their bill, but that credit's going to be less than the prior year. So looking at a credit of like 80 cents per month or a total of $2.88. So I hope that clarifies. That's in my language of going through this recovery rate for Otter Tail. And I do applaud staff for looking at the PTCs in which what we have, our philosophy on levelization, but looking at the new bill that was passed on the PTCs and having that impact on there.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion?
I do want to comment on this. And I don't disagree with a single thing that you just said. But I was distracted because at SPP meetings. And so when I read this, that second paragraph on the last page, I thought was really poorly written. Until I started trying to write it better myself. And I realized that every way I could imagine to try and explain this better also could cause confusion depending on how you look at it. And I'll tell you, in my mind, when I see a numeral in parentheses, it's a negative. And so if you decrease by a negative amount, you're adding, but there's all kinds of reasons why that's not true in certain instances. Anyway, so bottom line is, I don't know of a better way to write it, but I want to explain it in another way for anybody that's, I mean, press isn't here, but probably some listening. This is how I would explain it, and then I'll be curious if either of you disagree with my interpretation of an explanation. Let's just say there was this average customer and their total bill with everything else except the renewable rider was $100. In the past, up till now, there was this $2.88 credit, which meant their bill ended up being $97.12. In Otter Tail's proposal, they were going to add $3.01, so it actually would have netted out to not being a credit anymore. It would have been a 13-cent add-on, and the customer's bill would have been $100.13. But then our excellent staff noticed what you talked about and worked with the company and found agreement. And so now, instead of that change of $3.01, it's a change of $2.08 only, which means the credit that was $2.88 is now $2.08. So the new bill will end up being, no, it's decreased by $2.08. Now it's just $80. And so the new bill will be $99.20. And so our staff, and especially I'll highlight Chris Hansen, saved that average Otter Tail customer 93 cents a month here. So that.
I agree with you.
It is complicated dealing in negative numbers, and then sometimes they're flipping positive for a while, and, you know, whether something is a credit or a debit. And anyway, so I just wanted to run by how I finally figured it out so I understood what we were doing in case other people were having as much struggles with the language as I was. And that's not a criticism of the language because, like I said, I can't do any better either.
So any further discussion?
And by the way, the one, as you said, just to reemphasize, it revolves around the amount of the PTCs.
Yes.
And the levelization and such. Right. And so hats off to our staff. That just shows how closely this staff and our agency in general scrutinizes things and works to make sure that consumers in North Dakota get good service, but at the best rates possible.
And I do. I mean, Chris and I worked on this quite a bit, and in fact, this was on, and we pulled it at one time. But it's an opportunity when you sat and said about how confusing, you know, just think of what we went through internally here, and we work with this every day, what the ratepayer, you know, yeah. If they're listening or when they get their bill or like a little blurb, what does that mean? So I think all of us in the commission have challenged industry to think about what they say, how they say it, and to help inform ratepayers on what they're paying and why there is that change. So.
Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carries.
That ends my portfolio.
Okay, and Commissioner Gringstad, did you have anything to add?
I do not.
Okay. The only announcements that I want to make are just to highlight. I usually just go out to the next regular meeting, which is April 29th on a Wednesday, kind of in like our normal routine. I'll just jump out one further since it is out of a normal routine. The subsequent meeting after April 29th will be on a Thursday, May 14th, but at the normal time, 10 o'clock here in the hearing room. That concludes the announcements. We'll stand in recess to see if there are any questions online from the press. So.